You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Once again, we are with Dr. Sita Maloon Gibson, president of MGAA Professional Development Institute, where growing and empowering future leaders now is her passion and purpose. She is also the author of several books and is featured often in global magazines. She is also dubbed the Empowerment Doc as a radio and TV host, an executive leader and career strategist who inspires others to the next level of success and excellence without limitations. She delivers stepping stones to success and is results driven to empower you to succeed. Dr. Sita, certainly a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio once again.
Hi, Eric. I thank you so much for having me, and thank you for just having this venue where we can share what we do to help others.
Well, you are more than welcome, and thanks for those kind words. Starting off, for those that missed the first broadcast that we did together, how did you get started in your passion?
Actually, I got started in my passion when I saw there was a lack of mentors and coaches for mid-career level employees. And when I was coming up in the military, there were not many mentors that looked like me, and there were not many mentors at the time that mentored women into their next level. You know, they had a lot of junior positions, or they had a lot of junior level areas that they would help you into, but they won't carry you to an executive level. So I decided at that time I would do some research by empowering myself to get myself prepared to move to the next level. And then after I start moving up, a lot of my colleagues and a lot of other soldiers and a lot of other career employees came to me and asked me, how did you get to point A, from point A to point B in such a short time? So I did that for several years. And then when I retired, I saw there was what I call the leadership lapse. There was a lapse still in the federal sector and also in corporate America.
How did your brand of growing and empowering future leaders now evolve with you recognizing the need?
That evolved after I retired from the military. I'm retired military. And after I retired from the military, I was called to speak and called to do seminars and called also to attend federal executive conferences. And through analysis and surveys and feedbacks from the clients there, I saw that there was a need. So the growing and empowering future leaders, now that's how that came up, and that's how the book evolved. And what happened, I noticed that there was a lack in the leadership development process. There was a lack in individuals having leadership development plans, and there was also a lack in individuals developing their leadership competencies. So I created a tool which is called Growing and Empowering Future Leaders Now, a leadership development tool and guide for helping those individuals develop themselves and others, and not only the individual employees, but the leaders themselves, because the leaders themselves most of the time had the lack of time to go and gather the resources to mentor, coach, and teach. So I put all that in one place, and I call it the Leadership Development Guide for Growing and Empowering Future Leaders Now. Those leaders that are mid and career level careerists that want to move up to their next level, which is the executive level.
Now, what are some of the key areas in your new book, Growing and Empowering Future Leaders Now? I'm sure the listener would want to get some summary on that.
Oh, yes, there are several areas, but the three key areas is the leadership development process. And under the leadership development process, it tells the individual or individuals how to develop a planning process. It tells them how to focus on their core areas of leadership, and it shows them how to master different levels in their core competencies. And it talks about succession planning management for some of the executive leaders that are already there that are coaching future executives. That's the first area. The second area talks about leadership development plan. And in the leadership development plan, it talks about the development plan process. And this is where individuals get to identify and target their strategic goals. They get to look and develop, assess their skills and develop the needs for those skills that they have shortfalls in. And they identify activities and, when I say activities, certain things that they have to do, maybe networking, maybe doing different courses that can get them to the next level. And then it also identifies how they would implement the plan. And after they implement the plan, it will show them how to evaluate the plan to see if they were successful. And they have several worksheets in there that can help them to do that and samples, examples for them to do. The third area is the leadership competency development. And under leadership competency development, there are several areas. It shows them how to develop resources and activities, and it specifically talks about five core areas. The first area is leading change. The second area is leading people. The second area is results-driven, and then it talks about business acumen and building coalition and communication. And also there's an appendices that identifies and talks about the different definitions and a series of resources that are free that can help them to empower themselves to move to the next level and get to the executive level a little bit faster.
Today we are joined by Dr. Sita Maloon Gibson, president of MGAA Professional Development Institute, where growing and empowering future leaders now is her passion and purpose. She can also be followed on Twitter at Maloon Gibson A here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Dr. Sita, what are the two most important tips for leaders aspiring to become executives?
The two most important tips that I would give for aspiring leaders who want to become executive is preparation, preparation, preparation. And I know Oprah Winfrey always says that. She says, prepare, prepare, prepare. She said she would rather be prepared and never selected than to be selected and was not prepared. I say prepare, prepare, prepare. You can never learn too much. Read books. You know, go to networking events, attend conferences, invest in yourself. You should invest in yourself always. And the second tip I will give to them is get a coach. Get an executive coach like myself or my staff at MGAA Professional Development Institute, or get mentors that will keep you focused and on track so that you will not be distracted and derailed from your goals. It is important to stay focused when you want to move to your next level because you have key milestones that will take you there.
Really good, helpful information. If you would, share with our listeners in conclusion ways to improve in some areas of their business.
Okay, some ways they can improve an area of the business. Always start, number one, start with a business plan. Without a business plan, you just have a hobby. You must have a plan. A plan keeps you on target, and it keeps you on track. It's inclusive of milestones that would get you on track quickly. Second, I would say do a needs analysis for the area that you're going into. For instance, if you're building a funeral home and there are 10 funeral homes within a 1-mile radius, then there's not a need for your service there. So do a needs analysis. You can go to the library, you can go to your county courthouse and do the research. And one of the greatest things, I said the third thing, is move yourself out of the way. Stop telling yourself, I'm not sure if I can do that, or what if I don't have enough money. Take that self-doubt out of the way. And fourth, you must get a coach. A coach will get you there quickly. And get mentors that are doing what you aspire to do, and mentors that will be honest with you so that you would become successful. They will tell you the truth. Getting a coach, I didn't get where I was without a coach. I had several coaches. Linda Eastman was one of my coaches, and Shay Brown was my coach. And then get friends that will give you honest feedback.
Well, those are some very helpful tips. Thanks for sharing that. How about telling our listeners, if you would, the best ways to be in touch and also to gather more information about your services and your company?
The best way to be in touch is to go to our website at citagibson.com, and you can download a free book. That's one site you can go to and download a free book. And then the next one is go to Empower Growing Leaders Now. That's EMPOWER, Growing, GROWING, LEADERS now.com. And you will be able to download a free ebook there as well.
It's been good to have had you back. We've been speaking with Dr. Sita Maloon Gibson, president of MGAA Professional Development Institute, where growing and empowering future leaders now is her passion and purpose. And the websites of reference, once again, is SitaGibson.com, as well as EmpowerGrowingLeadersNow.com. Dr. Sita, thanks so much for being with us once again here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric Dye. It's my pleasure.
You're very welcome. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.